This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, war, Wayne Allyn Root. On USA Radio Network as well as Newsmax TV, I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. It is 4 o'clock, or I should say 7 minutes after 4 here on the left coast. It's just after 7 on the east coast. This is hour number 2 of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. This show is brought to you by U.S. Gold Bureau. Give them a call. Great Christmas gift for your kids. Give them a shiny set of coins. They'll love you forever. I can't tell you the amount of people I've met in my life. Probably like maybe 7, 8, 9 people. And they're rich. They're filthy rich. They're so rich it's pathetic. Their house is worth $10, $15, $20 million on the beach in Laguna and Malibu and Newport Beach and La Jolla. And every time I meet someone who's in a $20 million house, guess what it turns out they do? They're coin collectors. They've been coin collectors since they were kids. That's the whole key, since they were kids. They developed a hobby, and the hobby turned into a habit. And the next thing you know, they're making millions of dollars in the coin business because their whole life they love these shiny coins. And you go to these coin shows, and there's just hundreds of people milling around whose entire lives have been coins since they were kids. And everybody else looks and goes, who are these freaky, nerdy people? Why would someone care about coins? Well, every single person you meet, when you push just below the surface, they're all multimillionaires. They've all made a fortune trading in coins their whole lives. So get your kids into the habit of collecting coins and trading coins and understanding money, the value of money, and make it a great Christmas gift. U.S. Gold Bureau, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root, usgoldbureau.com/root. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. I mentioned this during the interview I had with Carol Chumley of the Washington Times. A Republican Never Trump Women's PAC is funded by 3 Democratic billionaires. See, at the root of all the trouble of all the people who don't like Trump, whether they're Republican rhinos who don't like Trump, or whether they're never Trumpers, quote unquote, or whether they're liberals, or whether they're commies, or whether they call themselves moderates like Mitt Romney or Jeb Bush, the reason they hate Trump is they're backed by Democrat money, liberal Democrat money. So this Women's Group for Progress, first of all, any group with the name Progress in it, you know, is bad. You know, like progressive, anything progressive is not really progressive. It's bringing you back to slavery. And I don't mean slavery with black people in the Civil War and all that. I mean slavery of humans by government. When you have to give all your money to the government and all the regulations created by the government make you a puppet of the government. Every move you make is watched and scrutinized by the government and ruled over by law after law after law until you're not in control of your own business anymore. That's called progress, the liberals. It's not progress. It's a step back to horrible times, the industrial age, when everybody was just a cog in the wheel and everybody was dominated by big government and big brother and some big billionaire. And that's what they want. They want everyone to be either a sliver of rich at the top and everybody else is poor. But there's no middle class. They're trying to destroy you. And one guy's fighting for you. It's Trump. And this women's group, this women's Republican group, is being backed by liberals. According to a report from the Washington Free Beacon, Federal Election Commission filings show the PAC's being bankrolled by a $200,000 donation from Catherine Murdoch, the liberal daughter-in-law of media mogul Rupert Murdoch. Wow. A $400,000 donation from Danielle Tierney, the president of Wicklow Capital, major Democratic Party donor, and a $400,000 donation from Democrat Reid Hoffman, co-founder of LinkedIn. Despite Lim's claims they were supported by donors from across the political spectrum, the PAC does not show any Republican contributors after Reid's initial donation, and that is Reid Hoffman, Democrat co-founder of LinkedIn. When asked about the fact they're currently funded by a single liberal male donor, Lim told the Free Beacon they have support from across the ideological spectrum. Yeah, you're full of crap. In terms of Reid Hoffman donation, even a male tech billionaire and major Democratic donor recognized the important role women should play in the Republican Party. Wow, are you liars? They sound like brainwashed Stepford wives. They sound like they've been through communist re-education camps. We're pleased to have the support of donors across the ideological spectrum to ensure the voice of Republican women is heard across the country. That's the exact way it would be read if there was like a Stepford love doll in the room. We're pleased to have the support of donors across the ideological spectrum to ensure the voice of Republican women is heard across the country. It's like they've all been to communist re-education camps. George Soros has a whip, and he's beating the crap out of donors and making them pay money to destroy their own capitalist countries and companies. It's amazing. It's amazing. All right. The big news of the day, though, has to be the deep state. The deep state FBI and the DOJ. They worked at light speed to frame General Flynn. They delayed for months and destroyed evidence when caught. The deep state corrupt characters in the FBI and the DOJ worked overtime and at the speed of light in their efforts to frame and set up General Michael Flynn and the Trump administration. After they were caught, they delayed for months in providing evidence to the U.S. Senate and the DOJ Inspector General's office and eventually destroyed evidence that would have clearly shown their criminal deeds. The deep state actors in the FBI and the DOJ, in their attempt to overthrow the Trump administration, were corrupt and criminal, but they weren't lazy. They only pretend to be lazy and sloppy when they're caught and when asked to provide evidence that would unravel their crimes. Before President-elect Trump's inauguration, these corrupt employees of the Obama administration even worked overtime and on weekends to usurp the will of the American people. For example, on December 29, 2016, right after President-elect Trump won the election, his soon-to-be National Security Advisor, General Michael Flynn, contacted Russian Ambassador to the U.S., Sergei Kislyak. Isn't that what a National Security Advisor does? The call was well within the mandate of General Flynn's new role in the soon-to-be Trump administration. Flynn's calls were intercepted by the Obama administration and its deep state players in the intelligence community. Per an article released by the far-left Washington Post in late January, the calls were reviewed by the FBI in late December. This means the FBI reviewed these calls in a matter of hours after they were made by General Flynn on December 29th. Hours after Christmas, his life was being ruined. He had no idea. The 29th was a Thursday, the 30th was a Friday, with New Year's Eve landing on Saturday. So the FBI or some other intelligence agency intercepted these calls, and then the FBI reviewed these transcripts on the 29th or 30th, or the 31st, New Year's Eve, that Saturday. The FBI worked at light speed to intercept, record, review General Flynn's calls with the Russian ambassador to the U.S., only a couple of days later, on January 5th, 2017, shortly before the inauguration, and I was busy going to the inauguration, fired FBI leaker Trump, fired FBI leaker and liar James Comey. This was shortly before he did that. The head of the FBI met with Obama in the White House with other deep state players. James Comey held a secret Oval Office meeting with President Obama 2 weeks before Trump's inauguration and may have deliberately misled Congress about it, according to an email sent by National Security Advisor Susan Rice that GOP Senator Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham partially had classified. The meeting, which Comey never previously disclosed to Congress, occurred in the White House on January 5th, 2017, and included Obama, Vice President Biden, Rice Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates. Why aren't they all in prison? And Comey. The topic was potential Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Oh, yeah. Now that it's been disclosed by Google that a total of $4,700 was spent by the Russians. By failing to inform the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence about the meeting in his June 8, 2017 testimony, Comey may have deliberately and intentionally misled Congress about his interactions with the former president, especially a meeting so close to Trump entering the White House. Previously, Comey contended he only met with Obama twice, once in 15, another to say goodbye in late 16. Liar. It's odd that Susan Rice felt the need to record this meeting the last day of the Obama administration. Because Rice wrote an email written the day before the inauguration, President Obama had a brief follow-on conversation with FBI Director Comey and Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates in the Oval Office. That's what Rice wrote, Susan Rice. We now know from a Senate request for information that the very next day, on Friday, January 6th, 2017, Crooked Comey came into the office to update top FBI gang members, that's who they are, gangbangers, about information from the Sensitive Matter team. It's unknown who that team was, but likely it was related to Obama's meeting the day before. You want to bet Strzok and Page run it? Peter Strzok and Lisa Page? The creeps who hated Trump so much and framed him and purposely went out of their way to vindicate Hillary when she's the real criminal? That afternoon, January 6th, the dishonest Comey met with President-elect Trump and shared with him his notes of the Russian dossier. Then on Saturday, Comey put in some overtime to share with the FBI leadership team that he executed his session exactly as he had planned. Then on Saturday, January 8th, the other former head of the FBI fired, Andrew McCabe. He's the biggest creep of all of them, by the way, bigger than Comey, because his wife took a $700,000 bribe disguised as a campaign contribution. And he shared an email with a group of FBI deep state loyalists stating, "The flood is coming." A few days later, fake news CNN released a report stating President was briefed on the fake news dossier, which was also released by the far-left BuzzFeed. A couple days after that, January 12th, the far-left Washington Post released an article insinuating that Trump supporter General Mike Flynn spoke with Russians on the phone while insinuating that his call was against the law. It was against the law to unmask the civilian Flynn's name and then leak it along with the story to the Washington Post. We still don't know who did it. Can you imagine? We know everything in government. NSA knows everything. They know every call. They know every text. But we don't know that. Fast forward to the summer of 17. The DOJ Inspector General uncovered text messages between Page and Strzok. Mueller was told in their text the information on them, apparently. They were soon removed from the Mueller gang of corrupt Democrats. Mueller's special counsel team of angry Democrats next scrubbed Strzok's phone, turned it over to the Office of Inspector General after Peter Strzok was fired from the special counsel and after they scrubbed his phone. Can you imagine what the texts were that they scrubbed when you know about the texts we've already found? Wow. Lisa Page's phone, also scrubbed, not turned over to the Inspector General until September of 2018. Wow, when the FBI works to frame or set up individuals or overthrow the U.S. government, they work at light speed. When they're caught and evidence is requested for them, they delay, and they destroy. If I did it, I'd go to prison. Why aren't they going to prison? Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now. And you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392. War now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty Health Share, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare, and I am living proof. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. You choose. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, or where you will access health care. You decide. It could be your best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. And my children are members. I saved $18,000 last year and $18,000 this year, which ends in about 10 days, and I'll save $18,000 next year. So you add it up, that's $54,000 over 3 years. What would I do without it? I have no idea. I'd be bankrupt because I was getting bankrupted by Aetna, $2,000 a month. So I saved $54,000 over 3 years, and I was reimbursed $2,000 on a $2,500 bill the other day. Now it's been about a couple months, but my son had his wisdom teeth removed, and I was reimbursed $2,000 on a $2,500 bill. Pleasantly surprised. Pleasantly thrilled. I mean, I did a jig, an Irish jig. You hear that, Chris? An Irish jig. Yes. Starting at $107 a month for a single. Chris is Irish and he gets testy about these things. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. 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 855-585-4237. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. LightYourLiberty.com. Great job, Liberty Health Share with Wayne Root. All right. Trump says he wants the missing text messages between FBI officials. President Trump on Sunday said there are missing text messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, FBI officials, that have been erased and wiped clean, something he called an outrage. So we are all missing the text messages between fired FBI agents, Peter S., and the lovely Lisa Page, his lover, Trump wrote on Twitter, just reported that they have been erased and wiped clean. What an outrage. As the totally compromised and conflicted witch hunt moves ever so slowly forward, want them. Trump made the same claim in a tweet on Saturday, calling the situation a big story that will never be covered by fake news. Wow, 19,000 texts between Lisa Page and her lover, Peter Strzok, of the FBI, in charge of the Russian hoax, were just reported as being wiped clean and gone. Such a big story that will never be covered by the fake news. Witch hunt. I mean, I don't know how you can argue with Trump. He's right. The Department of Justice Inspector General said last week there are discernible patterns in those messages. The messages contain some political content, some work-related content, some personal content. First of all, they're not gone. The NSA has everything. You can erase whatever you want. The NSA's got it forever. Here's attorney Sidney Powell. Says Mueller has destroyed evidence and obstructed justice in the Flynn case. Mueller's time is up. Recent developments this week in the ongoing Mueller witch hunt reveals an organization lacking any morals and steeped in corruption. The entire Mueller gang is corrupt and should be under investigation. Instead, they're running amok, investigating the president and anyone near him for any semblance of a crime. They all have conflicts of interest and were huge supporters of Hillary Clinton and even represented her in court. Mueller's special counsel team of 13 angry Democrats scrubbed Peter Strzok's phone and then turned it over to the Office Inspector General after Peter Strzok was fired from the special counsel. Peter Strzok was reassigned the summer of 2017 to the FBI's Human Resource Department after his dismissal from the Mueller witch hunt. His lover resigned from the FBI in May of 18 and was removed from the special counsel on July of 17. She was fired 2 weeks before Strzok was fired. Lisa Page's phone was scrubbed and not turned over to the Inspector General. And what about those 302 reports? I mean, it's a joke. The only known 302 report provided by Robert Mueller to Judge Emerson this week was a report created on July 19th, 2017, 6 months after the setup of Flynn by FBI agents in the White House. Attorney Sidney Powell argued on Sunday that recent facts reveal that Robert Mueller has destroyed evidence and obstructed justice in the Flynn case. From the minute Judge Emmett Sullivan received the case against Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, which will be decided on Tuesday, he ordered Mueller to provide the defense with all Brady material. Last week, Judge Sullivan specifically ordered Mueller to produce any FBI interview reports called 302s. Ironically, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley has been requesting the agent's notes and 302s for 2 years. Mueller never complied. Remarkably, but not surprisingly, those who have read my book, this is lawyer talking, Sidney Powell. Remarkably, but not surprisingly, those who have read my book, Mueller has thumbed his nose at Judge Sullivan's order. He produced only a 302 created by his own squad 7 months later from his own agent's interview of none other than the infamous, fired for bias, disgraced, Trump-loathing former agent Peter Strzok, the guy who swore he'd stop President Trump and devised an insurance policy with his mistress, Lisa Page, and Deputy Director Andrew McCabe in case Trump won the election. The evidence indicates Mueller has destroyed or is suppressing Brady material. You can't write 302 notes 6 months later. What happened to the original notes? Mueller is a criminal. Read after me. Mueller is a criminal. Mueller is a criminal. Can you imagine going after everybody who's ever been around Donald Trump and just trying to find a crime, searching for a crime that didn't exist before, and you named an investigator just to try and find something that isn't there? War now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
War now!
USA Radio News.
Former FBI Director James Comey rips lawmakers who brought him up to Capitol Hill to testify before two committees.
So another day of Hillary Clinton's emails and the Steele dossier. This while the President of the United States is lying about the FBI, attacking the FBI, and attacking the rule of law in this country. How does that make any sense at all?
The search continues for Colorado mother Kelsey Barrett, who went missing on Thanksgiving Day. Her fiancé was the last person to see her. He's been cooperating with the police. Cheryl Barrett is holding out hope that her daughter is found.
I still know somebody knows where she's at. Somebody has seen her. We just need to get her face out there, and people need to be able to recognize her.
The NASDAQ, S&P, and Dow all lost today, with the NASDAQ falling 508 points to 23,593. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Just in time for the holiday season, Amazon announced the Best of Prime 2018, celebrating Prime members' favorites of the past year. The most popular product was the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote among U.S. members. Justin Timberlake was the most streamed artist worldwide on Prime Music. And Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan starring John Krasinski, as well as Homecoming starring Julia Roberts, were the most binge shows on Prime Video. According to Amazon spokesperson Julie Law, fast delivery defined the year.
Throughout the past year, Prime members enjoyed ultra-fast delivery speeds, sometimes as quickly as 9 minutes with Prime Now. And around the world, Prime members ordered more than 2 billion products with one-day delivery or faster.
Best of Prime highlights how members in 17 countries enjoyed the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon. To see all of Prime members' favorites, visit amazon.com/bestofprime. And new members can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
This is War Now, the
Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
It's just terrible what's happening. It's just awful. You can see it. You can see it in just this email from a friend of mine, Wayne. The Chinese, like most cultures outside the Anglosphere, tend to be tribalistic. They're now uniting against the U.S. and Canada over the arrest of this Chinese executive. They're boycotting American manufacturers. They're switching to Chinese products. Trump should immediately pardon this woman. He should blame the deep state for trying to undermine U.S.-China relations at a time when Trump is trying to reform trade. This is a civil matter. Should be dealt with by lawsuits attacking any assets the Chinese have in the U.S., not by arresting someone. This appears to be a deep state effort at sabotaging Trump, similar to the Fed raising interest rates to pop the real estate and stock market bubble. They want the economy to crash while Trump is president, so he will get the blame. If the tariff war with China continues, both will suffer, and this could be a snowball that causes an avalanche. China is warned of grave consequences if their executive is not released. This is what's going on, folks, and you're kidding yourself if you don't think that's what's going on. I've written about it. I guess he didn't read my columns. He's writing it to me as if he's reading it, you know, writing it to someone who doesn't know this already. These attacks are ongoing by the biggest kings of Wall Street and by the biggest millionaires on the left and by the Federal Reserve and by all the people who make money off China trade being at a huge advantage over the United States and us being at a huge disadvantage. It's happening every single day. Every single day. We've got our guest on the line, senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. His name is Joel Pollack. His website is Breitbart.com, one of the greatest websites in this country. He's the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. And we're going to talk a little bit about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who I think is fantastic because she's the gift that keeps on giving. She is, without a doubt, the most ignorant person who's ever been elected to any political office in the history of America. And every time she opens her mouth, it's positive for the right because she just sounds so dumb and so ignorant and so clueless and so blind. It's actually kind of funny because it just seems like she's like a parody of a Valley Girl. Okay, Joel Pollack on the line with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I think there's a dumber representative. That guy Hank Johnson who thought that Guam would tip over if enough people lived on it.
Yeah, well, no question about that. There's a lot of bad ones, leading candidates out there. Maxine Waters comes to mind. Nancy Pelosi comes to mind. She said some really humdingers, too, so kind of crazy.
Well, you know, Pelosi and Ocasio-Cortez have something in common, which is they don't understand very much about the world, but they do understand politics, and it's no small feat that Ocasio-Cortez pulled off knocking out one of the top leaders in her party. So I think as much as we like to make fun of her, we have to respect her because she certainly is getting a lot of attention, and that takes a certain amount of skill.
All right, well, let's talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal. What is that all about? And you say it's neither green nor new. It's just socialist. Give us your take on it.
So she has this plan, which she borrowed from Jill Stein. Remember Jill Stein? She was the Green Party candidate.
Of course, yeah.
Right. So the Green New Deal is a phrase that comes from Thomas Friedman of the New York Times about 11 or 12 years ago. Among other people who came up with similar phrases. And the idea is to stimulate the economy by using government spending to encourage investments in renewable energy. And the Obama administration actually tried it, although they didn't call it the Green New Deal. They called it green jobs or green collar jobs. Remember, that's what Van Jones's job was over at the White House. He was the leader of green jobs. Now, he doesn't know anything about the environment, but he was given that job because of his background as a left-wing socialist, which is really what the program is all about. They tried to use government money, government intervention, to favor their own pet projects. Now, none of that really took off. I mean, Solyndra was the biggest example of a failure, but their quote-unquote investments in green energy didn't amount to much because most of what they're investing in, if it were profitable or it had any real opportunity to bring back a return, the private sector would have been investing in it already. And where was the private sector going? Well, the private sector was going where Obama was trying to stop them from going, which was fracking and shale oil and all of these new technologies in fossil fuels that have allowed us to become the number one oil producer in the world ahead of Saudi Arabia, plus allowing us to switch from coal to natural gas. So we have actually increased our energy independence and we have reduced our carbon emissions at the same time by developing technology, not just outside of government, but against government policy under the Obama administration. She wants to bring back that policy. She's given it a nice little label called the Green New Deal, but there's nothing new about it. It's old, and it's not even green, because if you are spending that amount of money on projects that don't produce anything, that's called waste. That means you have to use resources, additional resources you wouldn't have used otherwise, to get whatever result you wanted to get by spending government money on it. So wasteful policies actually are bad for the environment because they're inefficient. And that's why I say it's neither green nor new, but it is socialist, and it's the same old idea that the left has had. Aha, let's sell socialist policies through environmental crisis. And that's basically what she's purporting to do, but she just amped it up a bit. She wants to go to 100% renewable energy in 10 years. California, the most environmental state of them all, doesn't even want to do it for about 30 years. She wants to do it for the whole country in 10 years, which is impossible. And she's promising millions and millions of jobs will come of that. This is the old socialist wine in green bottle.
Exactly. I've heard this so many times. I heard it in Spain in the early 2000s. We could reconfigure the whole economy and become the green energy capital of Europe. And then Spain did it, and they lost all their jobs. There was 25% unemployment and 50 to 60% youth unemployment, and their housing market collapsed, and the whole country went over because there was a study done. And for every job you create with green energy, you lose 2.5 jobs in the traditional energy economy. So you're just killing yourself with green energy. It's just the biggest bad decision. And by the way, here's one other thing, Joel, I've learned over the years. These green energy jobs are just like Obama's jobs. He created millions and millions of part-time, crappy, low-wage jobs. And that's what green energy jobs are. They're $30,000, $40,000 a year jobs. Whereas the oil industry in Texas, the average job is over $100,000 a year. So the last thing you want is green energy jobs. You want everybody to have a fossil fuel, dirty energy job. That's what pays $100,000 to $150,000 a year. And those people go out and spend and consume and make all of us a lot of money. $30,000 a year does nothing for you, especially if it's a part-time $30,000 job. So it's very different, the quality of jobs green energy creates versus fossil fuel.
You know, and that's right now. I mean, it's possible that we might see technological innovation in renewable energy, like solar and wind and all that, that make those energy sources so cheap relative to fossil fuels that things shift over. And that's the nature of innovation. New technology arises, but you can't force it by artificially raising the price of gas. You get what happened in France. I mean, that's why people are rioting in the streets of Paris, because they're artificially inflating the price of diesel. And people, especially low-income people and working people, understand that that's a direct threat to their livelihoods. And so they're out in the street protesting against the Green New Deal of France. And we don't want to repeat that here. And Americans have already shown we're not interested in it. We just don't understand what it is yet because they have this fancy phrase. You know, people like the New Deal. Reagan liked the New Deal. I mean, the New Deal is almost sacred in American politics. So they just added the word green onto it. But what they want isn't green. It's really red. What they want is socialism.
Right. All right. Well, you've got a column out. And you say Trump should champion bipartisan compromises and dare Democrats to refuse. So tell me what you mean, because I've always been on the record that, you know, compromise is fine if you compromise in a way that's good for Republicans and conservatives, but it's not good if it's a bad compromise. In other words, you know, if I want tax rates to be zero, I'm willing to compromise a 25% flat tax. But I don't want Republicans who say, you know, oh, Democrats want 65% tax rates, let's compromise at 49%. That's still too high. So you got to be careful what you compromise on, but go ahead. I'm willing to listen. I want to hear the kind of bills you think we could win with. Go ahead. Shoot.
No, I absolutely agree with you, and I think he should do more of what he did Thursday, which is when he said, hey, Democrats voted to secure the border with a fence 12 years ago. They all voted for it. It was a bipartisan vote. That's all I'm asking. I'm just asking them to do what they said they would do 12 years ago. That's the kind of compromise I mean, where both parties have supported something in the past that he wants and that his voters want, and he presents it to them, and they don't want it just because it's him proposing it. I mean, another example would be the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, which would have been the dream of the Democrats, especially the labor unions that support the Democrats, because he's gotten all these concessions from Mexico and Canada that they didn't think were possible and Obama never bothered with. But now he's got them, and now he's just got to say, hey, this is my trade deal. You guys should pass it. Nancy Pelosi is saying, well, yes, no, I don't know. But the point is, this trade deal is something both parties would have favored. He just got to show America that what he is proposing is common sense. It's the kind of thing people have agreed to in the past. And the only reason Democrats are opposing some of these things is because he's Donald Trump and they don't want him to get any wins on his record.
Right. No, I'm with you. I agree. And then finally, you've got a column about Robert Mueller giving Michael Flynn's 302 forms to the judge. But the 302s he gave to the judge are not the 302s from the original interview, right? They're the made-up ones 6 months later, correct?
Yes. And furthermore, what we learned from some of the other documents that Mueller had to give the judge was that the FBI advised Michael Flynn not to have counsel present when they interviewed him. And they didn't tell him he was being investigated. They just wanted to come over and talk to him about some things. So they basically set him up. And what comes out of this is what looks like a pattern of civil rights abuse by the Obama administration, the Justice Department, and the intelligence services. It's looking really bad.
Do you think there's some chance? We just have a matter of seconds here. Do you think the judge could throw this whole case out against Flynn?
Yeah, we'll see tomorrow. And if not, I think this is a very good case for a pardon from President Trump.
Yeah, I agree. What they did to Flynn is an American tragedy. It's a disgrace. I've never been embarrassed to be an American, but this is the closest I've ever come. What a terrible thing to do to a three-star general. They set up a three-star general and tried to ruin his life. But again, the Obama IRS tried to ruin my life. So they're out there. They're bad people. Joe Pollack, good people. Senior at-large editor at Breitbart News, Breitbart.com. Thank you, Joe, for sharing with us. God bless.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, my friend.
You too.
Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio. We'll be right back. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, supported exclusively by my friends at Prime Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by Prayer of Vengeance. Now, I don't often recommend books on my show because I'm a very, very busy guy. My life's insane, actually. Insanely busy. And I could barely find time to breathe. I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But I got a great recommendation for you because I read it on the way back from the speech I gave about 6 weeks ago in Wyoming to the Wyoming GOP. And I had a connecting flight in Denver, and it was 3 hours delayed. And I read the whole book on the way back. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford, with events ripped from the headlines, the peak moments of the Cold War. Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon the powers of the Christian faith and what's possible if one believes. If you like The Da Vinci Code, The Long Came a Spider, you'll love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest five-star endorsement. So if you've ever read Da Vinci Code or A Long Came a Spider, here's a perfect Christmas gift for someone in your life. A Prayer of Vengeance, if you're a big Christian, if you really believe, great gift. If you like action thrillers, great gift. If you like suspense, great gift. Great book. Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford, available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com. Prayerofvengeance.com. By the way, coming up in a few minutes is my Newsmax TV hour, and we'll be on national TV, and we will have Bill O'Reilly with us. I did the interview earlier today, as I always do on Mondays. And Bill had some very interesting observations about some of the things going on in the world today. New filing submitted in the United States versus Mike Flynn. And Flynn is granted leave to file documents he received under seal. This is breaking news. There was a new filing submitted today, Monday, United States versus Mike Flynn. This comes after Friday's report that Dirty Cop Mueller did not include the original 302 report from the FBI setup interview of Michael Flynn. We'll post more as it becomes available. Minute order as to Michael Flynn. There's a strong presumption in favor of public access to judicial records. See Nixon versus Warner. It is clear the courts in this country recognize a general right to inspect and copy public records and documents. The government filed a redacted version of the memorandum and the 302 form, which the defendant quoted and cited in a sentencing memorandum on the public docket. Furthermore, the defendant has established good cause to file the documents which he received from the government pursuant to a protective order under seal. The court therefore grants 51 defendants' motion for leave to file document under seal. It is ordered the defendant is granted leave to file 51-1, his response to the order of the court under seal. What does any of that mean? I'm not a lawyer, so it's a lot of legal gobbledygook, but it sounds to me like something's happening here. Something good in favor of Mike Flynn. Great general. Great man. Another article, should Robert Mueller be arrested for obstruction of justice? Under his direction, damning evidence was destroyed to protect Hillary Clinton. When Special Counsel Mueller was first appointed more than a year ago, critics pointed out there was no justification for it. It was all political because there was no indication of any crime or any collusion with Russia. And even if it had happened, it was not illegal. Mueller raised eyebrows again when he brought prosecutors on board who had blown cases in the past by inventing evidence, such as the corruption case against former U.S. Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska. Critics chimed in again after Mueller hired a number of prosecutors with known connections to Democrat politicians, including Hillary Clinton and President Obama, several of which actually donated to their campaigns. Throughout his investigation into alleged behaviors surrounding President Trump and his 2016 campaign, Mueller has done much to warrant the criticism he's received. Now he's under fire again for something so obviously wrong it defies belief. As noted by Deborah Heine of PJ Media, the Justice Department's Office of Inspector General could not recover text messages from the iPhones of fired FBI official Peter Strzok and FBI lawyer Lisa Page during their time as members of Mueller's special counsel team because they were scrubbed. Fox News added iPhones had been given to Strzok and Page by Mueller, but were then cleaned by a records officer after both were dismissed from the team. In regards to Strzok's phone, investigators for the IG's office were told it had been reset to factory settings, was reconfigured for the new user to whom the device was issued. The records officer for the special counsel said she had determined it did not contain records that needed to be retained, and as such wrote in our records log, no substantive texts, notes, or reminders. Wow. Deep state liars and frauds and crooks. You can't make this up. Quoting the report, Fox News noted further, the officer told the IG's investigators that she did not recall whether there were any text messages on Strzok's phone, though she made an identical log entry for an iPhone she reviewed from another employee on the same day that she specifically recalled having no text messages. She wrote, in a phone call, Page told the special counsel's office after she left the team, she left her government-issued iPhone and laptop on a bookshelf at the office. They located the laptop when the OIG asked for the iPhone. They could not locate it. It was finally located in early September. So she left it there in January when she left her office. And they found it in September. And they took custody at the time. But at that point, it had been wiped clean and restored to factory settings. Her phone was not reissued to anyone within the agency. There wasn't any reason to do it. What's more, no one within Mueller's Office of Justice Department Division of the DOJ has a record of who took custody of Page's iPhone and reset it. In addition, the report says a technical glitch led a group of text messages between Strzok and Page to vanish. A technical glitch. You couldn't make this stuff up. Wow. I mean, you talk about obstruction of justice. In order to protect Hillary Clinton and to protect his investigation, his witch hunt against Donald Trump. Wayne Allyn War Now, USA Radio. The shenanigans going on are unlike anything we've ever seen in the history of America or the world. I'm telling you, this is evil, pure evil. Trying to bring down Donald Trump because he's trying to bring down the D.C. swamp and the deep state. And they've got people planted everywhere trying to destroy him. In every office in the White House, in every office of our government, in every office of the FBI, the DOJ, and the CIA. War Now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.